Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Heart bringing us back, the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend David Rodriguez. He's the Global Chief Human Resources Officer at Marriott. Marriott.com, is that right, David?
That's absolutely correct.
Don't y'all have a couple of hotels around the world here somewhere? How many you got?
In your area?
No, anywhere. Anywhere in the world. How many Marriott hotels are there out there?
Over 7,000.
How many employees?
Around the world. 30 different brands. About 730,000 people running those hotels.
Yeah, hey, David, all I got to say is I'm glad I'm not making your payroll.
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, we're talking about how to do the best job of finding, and not only finding but keeping. I love your term, train to retain. Folks, that's something you need to write down. We're going to put that on the test. Train to retain. David, you've got some values, five core values that you say will help you not only find people but keep people. Would you talk to us about those?
Yeah, and by the way, these core values, I think, aren't magical to Marriott. I think they'd be important to any company. But we think it's important to make sure that people have strong signals about what we expect, what we expect to be as a company, right? And what we think is correct and what we think is not. So the first one is put people first. We want to make sure that every business decision, every action, we want people to know we're going to put their well-being first, whether that be an employee or a customer. In fact, mm-hmm. you could say that's first among equals for us, right? And it comes back from the very start of the company in 1927. The next one, pursue excellence. Obviously, do your very best to provide the very best service to your customers. And by the way, to your coworkers is number two. Number three is embrace
I like the fact that you talk about excellence, David, because what I say on the show is nobody could be perfect, but you can be excellent. And that's the thing.
No,
I think that's such an important word to use for your company. And as you talk, when you talk to your people, I encourage people, if you use the term pursuing excellence with your people, that's such an intuitive term that people get, and it inspires them too, I think, don't you?
Yeah, it absolutely does, and it's doable, right? We're not asking people to be perfect all the time. That's not possible. But everybody can pursue, right? Everybody can try their very best, and so we talk about that. The third one's embrace change, and you and I know never more important than these days. I mean, business changes on a dime. The environment changes on a dime, and, we want to make sure that people have in mind, be ready to change with it, right? And develop new skills for yourself, by the way, as the business changes. The fourth is act with integrity. We know we say how we do business is as important as the business we do. We always want to do the right thing, and so we bring a lot of attention to that. We don't want anybody taking shortcuts like they do in some other companies.
And this has this has to be cultural. By that I mean owners can't demand integrity of their people if they don't act with integrity themselves. And you and I've seen this where there's a breakdown there. It's got to be cultural. It's got to be non-negotiable from top to bottom.
It's got to be, and you and I know that the number one reason why people leave a company and the number one reason why a company culture breaks is when leaders are inconsistent.
That's
in other
right.
words, they say one thing,
right.
but their personal behavior is another, right?
Yep,
that is the most deadly thing inside a company, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
And our last is, we call it serve our world, but it basically says that we, as a company, we hold ourselves accountable. We feel that we can't just make profit. The communities, where those hotels are, we have to be a positive example and a positive contributor. the local community. So these five values.
I want to talk about that last one. What you're saying there is find something that's more important than you are to be devoted to.
Yeah. By the way, and research tells us that when people feel that they're part of a company that has a good purpose in the community and society, they feel more attached to the company. They feel they want to work harder for that company.
And these, every one of these things that you've got here, every person, every one of your five elements, what I like about them is you can't find any of those on an operating statement. There's no line item for any of those.
No.
They're all intangibles that cost you nothing. A small business owner with no money, hardly any money to spare, can do all five of these to grow their company and not have to budget for it. What do you think?
That is absolutely right. You find your own way that makes sense for your business in your locale, how to express these. And by the way, the best way to do it, it's let your own employees figure out, you know, how they want to express these core values. And we've seen research, right? There's plenty of research out there that says if you run your business this way, you're going to have more engaged employees in your business, and that engagement translates into profit. There's plenty of research that tells us this is the best way to run a company.
Absolutely. Hey, David, I got to wrap it up. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Always enjoy being with you, Jeff.
We love having you on the show. David Rodriguez, ladies and gentlemen, with Marriott, Marriott.com. I was in one of their hotels, one of their great hotels, just a couple of days ago. They do great jobs there. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.